السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته هذا المفتي عبد القادر صاحب دام بركاته أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful day of الجمعة. May Allah Ta'ala bless you and Afa with afiyat and good health, and Allah Ta'ala accept the khidmat of deed, and Allah Ta'ala take Markaz Sahaba from strength to strength to defend and honor the azmat and integrity of the Sahaba Ikiram. Mufti Sahab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum Maulana Salim Kareem. Ameen, ameen to all the wonderful du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Junaid Mota and Dawood Mota. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajeem. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 15th of Muharram 1447. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on Surah Qaf, chapter number 50 and verses 13, 14 and 15 of Surah Qaf. In yesterday's lesson, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informed us those nations and people who came in those generations and they rejected the prophets and messengers, they rejected the message of the messengers. Almighty Allah decimated and destroyed them in different ways. Hence, Almighty Allah informed us in yesterday's lesson, كَذَّبَتْ قَبْلَهُمْ قَوْمُ نُوحٍ وَأَصْحَابُ الرَّسِّ وَثَمُودُ. And before them, before the Quraysh, before the Mushrikeen, the idol worshippers that were there in Makkah Mukarramah and surroundings, they were worshipping these famous idols. Three of them are mentioned in the noble Quran, Lat, Uzza, Manat. And one of the biggest idols was Hubal, also in Makkah. And is to venerate them, worship them and so forth. And how Almighty Allah destroyed them and the nation generations before them. Qawm Nuh, Nuh alayhi salatu salam, the Tufan, the deluge, the flood decimated them. From the 1st of Rajab right up to the 10th of Muharram Ashura. And then the boat and the ship, if you want to call it, or Ark, Safina, they had stopped there at Mount Judi. And Mount Judi is there next to Mosul, there in Iraq. So remember Rajab, Shaban, Ramadan, Shawwal, Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah, and then you find Muharram. So for 6 months and 10 days, the flood continued, the hadith in Musnad Ahmad. So we should understand that is Qudrat Karishma, that tsunami comes, who can prevent it? So always beg Almighty Allah for afiyah, safety, comfort and protection for Ashabul Rassi, those with the people also of Qawm-e Thamud. Initially they were good people, and then generation came. And then they went back to the idol worship and they were sitting there by the well. And that well was unbaked. So when you have an unbaked well, you call it Ras. And then they were swallowed into that well there. So hence they are called the companions of the well, was Thamud and the people of Thamud. Wa ila Thamud akhahum saliha. How Almighty Allah Jalla Wala said Nabi Salih alayhi salatu salam. But they were the ones who demanded, they want the she camel from the mountain. When you travel from Saudi Arabia towards Tabuk and so forth, you will see Madain Asali. The signs and the symbols, the remnants and the relics are all there. Wa'ad, wa ila adin akhawahum Huda. And they also rejected Nabi Hud alayhi salatu salam. So all Might Allah speaks of this nation. Wa amma adun, as for the people of Ad, that was whom Hud alayhi salatu wasalam was sent to them. So fa'uliku bi rihin swarsarin atiya, a wind and a hurricane came and decimated, destroyed them. Sakharaha alayhim sab'a layali wa thamaniyat ayyamin husuma, for 7 nights and 8 days continuously, and none of them lived to tell tale. Everyone was decimated, destroyed, because remember, they rejected the message and the messenger, Nabi Hud alayhi salatu salam. And you see, Qawm Thamud, how all Mighty Allah decimated them. Bilqari'ah, so there was noise and a big blast from the heavens and the sky. So remember that. فَدَمْدَمَ عَلَيْهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِذَنْبِهِمْ فَسَوَّاهَا. So you see, all Mighty Allah is teaching us all this. Quri, chapter 69, Surah Al-Haqqa, and verses number 5, 6 and 7, you will find everything there. Quri, chapter 91, Surah Al-Shamsi, the ending. How all Mighty Allah punished the Qawm Thamud, and they were the ones who rejected Salih alayhi salam. They killed the she-camel and فَكَذَّبُوهُ فَأَقَرُوهَا فَدَمْدَمَ عَلَيْهِمْ. If you just analyze the word دَمْدَمَ, you will understand the emphasis there that is mentioned. So all this are the message of the Qur'an Sharif. Today people are rejecting Allah for word al-Iyazu Billah. حَبِيبُنَا مُصْطَفَى خَاتَمُ النَّبِيِّينَ رَحْمَةُ لِلْعَالَمِينَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ, as a messenger and his message Allah for word. Almighty Allah teaches us in chapter 108, and that surah every true Muslim knows it, Surah Kawthar. Allah warns us, Inna shani'aka huwal abtar, Inna mubghidaka huwal aqta. Anybody who hates you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or your message, huwal abtar, Allah will crush them. Who knows Abu Jahl today? Who knows Abu Lahab, Abu Talib? Very few people. And Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa rafa'ana laka dhikra, Ya Rasulullah, Ya Habibullah, Ya Khatam al-Nabiyyin. Your name, name, isme grami, we elevating it. Your status, we elevating it. The whole world knows who is the master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa Fir'aun, and the Pharaoh, how he rejected Nabi Musa alayhi salam, Nabi Harun alayhi salam. How all Mighty Allah decimated, destroyed him, and they all drowned on the day of Ashura, as mentioned in Mishkan Sharif, Musnad Ahmad, various compilations. Wa ikhwanu Lut, and the companions of Nabi Lut alayhi salatu salam. Nabi Lut alayhi salatu salam was a nephew of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. His father and Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam were brothers. He was sent to the land of Sodom and Gomorrah. And remember, these people, yeah, they were involved in the crime of sodomy, homosexuality, the gay brigade. He, a Nabi of Allah, Nabi Lut alayhi salatu salam, cries to Allah. Chapter 29, verse 30, Surah An-Kabut. Rabbin surunni ala al-qawm al-mufsideen. Oh, beloved Allah, assist me against this mischief makers and troublemakers and so forth and so on. And then all Mighty Allah instructed Jibreel alayhi salam, go and pick up that piece of land and smash it to the ground. Today when you go there to the land of Palestine, Al-Ardul Muhtalla, occupied Palestine, so you will find that, remember, it is the lowest portion of altitude on this earth. And the Bahrul Mayyid, the Dead Sea, is there. Nothing can survive. The soil content is too much. These are all signs and symbols and remnants for us to wonder, ponder and reflect. Qudrat ka karishma, remember that. But today, some Muslim countries, non-Muslim countries, South Africa, they will tell you that the gay business and lesbian is a human right. And Islam is punishable by death. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, اُقْتُلُوا الْفَائِلْ وَالْمَفُولُ, the both are adults and they both get consent. So both of them have been liquidated, eliminated. Open بُلُوغُ الْمَرَامِ مِشْكَانْ شَرِيفِ مُسْتَدْ أَحْمَدْ. So he, Lut alayhi salatu salam, is Nami Nami, Ismail Rami, 27 times in the noble Quran. Lut means to fix things up and to mend things. For Ashabul Aika, and he, Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salatu salam, was sent to the people of Madian. So there were a lot of trees and forests and so forth. So Aika refers to that. So they rejected him. What they told him, Ma naftahu kathiran mimma taqul. He was Khatibul Anbiya, the orator of the prophets and messengers. But they told him, majority of the things you are saying, we don't understand it. Not they don't understand it, they did not want to understand it. They told how the people tell us today. They told Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salam, you don't come and tell us what we must do. Naf'alu fi amwalina ma nashah, a very rich and influential community. They said, we will do in our wealth as we please. You don't come poke your nose in our business. Like how they tell us today. So similarly, very similar. Waqawamu tubba. You see, today you have the title Prime Minister, President. So in the old Yemen, in the good old days, so the person who was the leader of Yemen, he was called Tubba. So that was the title. So this Tubba that Allah Ta'ala speaks about, his name, and there was Abu Kalb al-Himyari. So Himyari is a famous place there. So you must remember that. So he, the Tubba, was that person. So his people, how they rejected the truth. Yemen is fascinating. We've been there, alhamdulillah, in 2000. Great history there. So all these people, kullun kazzaba rusula, they all rejected the prophets and the messengers. You reject one, is tantamount to rejecting all of them. فَحَقَّ wa'id, hence my threat and my warning then became true, and it descended on them. And they were punished by a flood, by a wind, by a hurricane, in different forms. And different shape the punishment took. Allah Jalla Wala is posing a rhetorical question. أَفَأَيِّنَا بِالْخَلْقِ الْأَوَّلِ. What, did we ever get tired by creating the creation the first time? Nay, Allah Jalla Wala, Quran says, AK 255. So AK, Ayatul Kursi, and chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 255. لَا تَأْخُذُهُ سِنَةٌ وَلَا نَوْمٌ. There's no slumber, no sleep overtakes all Majallah Jalla Wala. When we study this very surah, we will find all Majallah teaches us in Surah Qaf, chapter number 50, and all Majallah teaches us in verse 38. What does Allah say? وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ وَمَا مَسَّنَا بِاللُّغُوبِ. We created the heavens and the skies and everything in between the entire universe in 6 days, started on Saturday, ended on Thursday, and then Friday, the masterpiece. Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam was created, and no fatigue, no tiredness, no exhaustion touched us. Allah is more perfect than the word perfect, chapter 50, verse number 38. Everything you will find in the Quran Sharif, and in the Sunnah Mubarakah, and the Christians, they say God created when I was in school in the 60s. So the Christian teachers who teach us, we were young children, you know, ma'soom, impressionable minds. They said God Almighty created the universe in 6 days, Monday to Saturday. Nakale kufr, kufr na bashan, naklul kufri laysa bi kafirin. This is kufr, what I'm going to tell you, is blasphemous. He, the teacher, told us, non Muslim, God got so tired, he said, I'm going to rest now on Sunday. So therefore, the Christians say they have to rest on Sunday. 100% blasphemous and kufr, rejecting chapter 50, verse number 38, rejecting AK 255, Ayatul Kursi of Surah Baqarah. بَلُهُمْ فِي لَبَسٍ مِّنْ خَلْقٍ جَدِيدٍ. Nay, they themselves, these non-Muslims, they are in confusion. لَبْسٍ أي فِي خَلَقٍ. And مِّنْ خَلْقٍ جَدِيدٍ, regarding the new creation, meaning regarding the resurrection. They say, how will all this happen? That we have died and then our bodies disintegrate and decompose. In the ending of Surah Yasin, you see, they brought the bones and the dinner bones that were decomposed and so forth to Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, may yuhyil idama wa yaramim, that who will give life to these bones while they have decomposed and disintegrated? Kul yuhyiha alladhi ansha'aha awwala marra, تألم يا رسول الله مصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم. The same Allah who created you the first time will resurrect you. Chapter 36, Surah Yasin, and verses 78 and 79. So everything in the Quran Sharif and Sunnah Mubarakah, inshallah, Allah will bless us if we read abundant Durood Sharif today, salawat, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the best gift for the best of Allah's creation on the best day of the week, and that is salawat, durood, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So today is the 15th of Muharram, 1447. These are the news, views, interviews locally, nationally, globally, and internationally. Say, O Ummah, O esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wa Jama'ah, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. 9 jutlas dispatched straight to hell. And if you're a new listener, you don't know jutlas. Jutla means Jews. So we call them jutlas. You see that? They are our worst enemy. They and the Hindus. We don't say all of them. We say majority of them. Chapter 5, verse number 82. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. You will find now and in the future your worst enemies are who? Those people who are the Jews. Allah didn't speak of Zionists. Allah spoke of Jews. And وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا, and the idol worshippers. You'll see the unholy alliance between Israel and India, both haramis and both illegitimate, if you ask us, the true Muslim. So we are very happy when Hamas sends their people straight to hell and they dispatch to hell forever. Ameen. Bibi Netanyahu, the haramis, they left here in Washington and the White House and so forth, and there was no deal, you must remember that. But if you read the Haaretz newspaper, I just read it now, he says that Hamas has over 20 hostages there by them, and we will reach a deal very soon. He's playing for time all the time. So they can kill. Every day their target is to kill more than 100 Palestinians, 99% of them women, babies, children, innocent people. They are the baby killers. They are the killers and murderers of prophets and messengers. فَرِيقًا كَذَّبْتُمْ وَفَرِيقًا تَقْتُلُونَ. They are the swines and the pigs. That's what Quran calls them, and the monkeys. In chapter number 5, verse number 60, Allah calls their rabbis, كَمَثَلِ الْحِمَارِ يَحْمِلُ أَسْفَارًا. Today is Jumu'ah, Friday. Who read Surah Jumu'ah, chapter 62, verse 5, كَمَثَلِ الْحِمَارِ يَحْمِلُ أَسْفَارًا. Their rabbis and spiritual leaders are like donkeys carrying encyclopedias and so forth. So remember that there are 62, 63 soldiers of theirs that committed suicide or were killed and so forth. Obviously, they underplay the number. The number goes into thousands. But according to Haaretz newspaper, Netanyahu, the Harami, the war criminal, has not visited any one of these families yet. Children queuing up, remember, death in Gaza, to get some medication and so forth and so on. But these murderous swines and pigs murdered them as well. So remember, they murder the medical fraternity, they murder the children, and they are guilty of genocide, ethnic cleansing, and crimes against humanity, and apartheid and terrorism. So Bibi Netanyahu says that Hamas must surrender. We don't surrender. Remember the words of Umar Mukhtar, the crime committed by this Ummah, locally, nationally, internationally. The first word we have forgotten, Iqra, read. Today who reads? Just sit on the lazy boy and watch TV. Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood. Today is soccer, tomorrow is cricket, then the next day is tennis, then the next day is a movie. And just kill time and waste time and waste your whole life. Majority of the Ummah is like that. وَإِلَى اللَّهِ الْمُشْتَكَى وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Ya Allah, guide this Ummah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We cry, we beg you, Ya Allah. So go read about Libya and about Umar Mukhtar, the liberator, and our Mujahid. So he said, إِمَّا الشَّهَادَةَ وَإِمَّا الْغَنِيمَةَ. Either we go for martyrdom or either we go for victory and take the booty. So that's the same thing. Sheikh Ahmad Yasin Tohtas, remember, he established Hamas in 1987, and today we're in 2025. And he said in 2027, Zawalu Israel, Israel will not be there. And things are going in that direction. We don't say you have to believe in this. It's his opinion. And one Israeli newspaper wrote the same thing. I mentioned it to you about 3-4 days ago. So if you forget all that nonsense of yours, remember that today is day 642, then 643. So many days Hamas are still there. You with America, Europe, India, and so many countries, the Arab transport dictators, Saudis, Emiratis, the Jordanians, Egyptians, and Bahrain and Morocco, all bunch of murtadeen, kafirin, munafiqeen, and ghaddarin. None of them are Muslims as far as we concern the leadership and governments. So they all helping you in one way or the other. So yet you can't defeat them, you're hopeless. So remember that Ukraine and EU have lost already. Who say so? Orban. So Russia has given them such a good hiding. Orban is the leader of Hungary. So from Budapest he says that you're wasting your time, Ukraine and the European Union. He's standing with Russia. He likes Putin. I like Putin. So Mahmoud, I like Putin because he gives America and Ukraine a good thrashing. So anybody gives America, Israel a thrashing, Muslim, non-Muslim, we'll support him. Mahmoud Khalil, legal citizen, member of America. His wife was supposed to give birth. Suddenly the intelligence comes, FBI comes, this one comes, they arrest him, and then they found him not guilty. So now he's suing Trump and his administration. $20 million a lawsuit. Mahmoud Khalil, you're my brother from Palestine. You should have sued them $50 million, remember that. That anyway, if you win, we're making dua, you win, you must sue them and take them to the cleaners, 100%. You are mazloom, how they treated you, took you to jail and incarcerated you. So remember, the Indian workers are very, very angry with Modi, the leader and prime minister of India, regarding their labor policy and so forth and so on. Hence, they're striking in various parts of India. So that is Allah's curse on them always. Brazil to respond to Trump. Lula, we support Lula. Lula said Israel is committing genocide. He stands with Palestine, you know. 100% Lula stands with them. So he says, Trump, you want to play games? We will play games as well. You want to impose 50% on us? We impose 50% on you. And you know you will lose. Go see the import and export, how it works between Brazil and America. So that's what you must do with Trump. You must talk tough. He's a donkey. He's an idiot, you know. A felon in the White House, guilty of 34 crimes, according to American law. So Russia's war is eroding the Ukrainian morale. Today is day number 1233 of the Russian invasion. Remember, it happened how many days? Years ago, more than 3 years ago. So that was on February in 2022. So remember that the Putin still giving them, and he hasn't opened the nuclear. They have the greatest amount of nuclear in the world. So open the nuclear, Putin. Just give them one sample example. Makala Rech, you know, in Afrikaans we say, fix them up properly. Yesterday the Kaaba Musharrafa was washed and so forth and so on. So many kings and rulers came and then they washed the Kaaba Musharrafa. But one Murtad bin Shaitan came, MBS, and you know what he did? So with Allah's help, Allah's fazl, Allah's grace and mercy, we went inside the Kaaba Musharrafa in 2011, first of Shaban, a Saturday it was. There's no inscription, nothing written there. But when MBS went inside, so they made a special plaque that today MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan, entered and they put a plaque there that he gave ghusl and he washed the Kaaba Musharrafa, the Baytullah. Everywhere he just wants to poke his name, but Quran Kareem teaches us, chapter number 22, Surah Hajj, verse 18, وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُكْرِمٍ. Whosoever Almighty Allah humiliates, there's none to give him honor. And what he did to Khashoggi, you must remember, we will never forgive him for that. So from premeditated murder and the body, everything finished, you must remember, with chemicals. There must be no evidence. But the world knows what is within Yemen. murdering babies and children and so forth. Libya is split into two, and the country, one of the best countries in Africa. Gaddafi, we don't have to worry about Gaddafi's belief, but look at what the man did. He had the best water system. There was no poverty there. He didn't owe the World Bank. He didn't owe anybody $1. So that's why they had to take him out. So these Western guys and whiteys, majority of them racist, and they love apartheid. So remember, everywhere in the world where I travel, I saw this, remember this. Israel wants to build a concentration camp for the Gaza people. Remember, this is written in the Haaretz newspaper. So inshallah, today, Mubarak day of Friday, may dua Allah decimate the Jutlas and whoever else is helping them and assisting them. So now we come to the South African news. Cyril woke up from his slumber. So he's going to address the nation this Sunday, 7 p.m. You see that? I never ever heard his speech. To me, he's a total sellout and a hopeless guy. But I'm just giving you some news. So 7 p.m., that's an evening. Sunday night, he will address the nation because the police is in shambles and people have lost confidence in the ANC. ANC nowadays stands for African National Criminals, Corruption and Cronyism. Ordinary South Africans will face the big impact of the terrorists from America, 30% and so forth. And remember that the South African government has been sold to the thugs. So that is your news coming today in the wires, you know, as they say. Okay, from our side here, from Markaz Sahaba, at 10 to 10:30 this morning, 10 o'clock to 10:30, inshallah, will be the nikah announcement by Mona Zahid Khan. All of you, your children, grandchildren, family members getting married, please, please, we won't come to the nikah, but we want to practice on the hadith of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in Tirmidhi, a'alinun nikah waj'aluhu fil masajid, announce the nikah, the marriage ceremony and so forth, and perform the nikah in the masajid, in the mosque. So between 10:30 will be the announcements. Send it in now, Junaid Mutta is there, 084-786-3132, and inshallah, they will announce it, inshallah. Then we will go this side to Makkah, and around 11:27, 11:30, our South African time, Bandar Balila. You know, Bandar in Afrikaans, in Urdu, remember, means a monkey. Sometimes they give khutbah just like monkeys, you know. They'll give lullaby khutbah, praise the king, praise MBS, and make us sleep, you know, hopeless people, this gives up. So that his khutbah will be very short. I can tell you another lullaby khutbah, and it will just put us to sleep, but we'll translate it, take the salat, and day after we will translate and make dua and so forth. So Bandar Balila will deliver the khutbah and salat from Haramul Makki today. And thereafter, that will be my Jummah, and I'll be there in the Humphreys Road Masjid. So mashallah, this is an old masjid. I was reading last night about it. 1911 it was established. Allah Jalla wa Allah reward all the forefathers and so forth. Last night, yeah, my brother was here, Hafiz Ismail Ayyub Pirbhai. We studied together, you know, there in Karachi. And Hazrat Mufti Abdul Salam, Rahimahullah, used to teach the two of us only between Asr and Maghrib. So subhanallah, memorable moments, you know, we spent with Hazrat Mufti Abdul Salam, Sahab, Rahimahullah. So I was reading that his father was the first person to complete the Quran Sharif, Hafiz Ayyub, you know. So mashallah, the entire Quran Sharif, Taraweeh, here in Port Elizabeth and so forth. So great history. Allah Jalla wa Allah reward our Hafiz Salim Banju and our Hafiz Ismail Ayyub, and here I'm at Imam Qasim Rahimahullah's place. And yesterday I learned something new also, that Maulana Qasim Rahimahullah, so his nikah was performed in 1971 day in Durban Stanger area. And the other brother, Haji Abdul Haq of Kumatipur, so his nikah also was performed by Hazrat Ji. In the 1 week, the two brothers got married in 71, one in Stanger, one in Verlam. And mashallah, Hazrat Ji, our Sheikh, Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Khan, Sabnawarullah Marqadahu, he performed their nikah and so forth. Imagine. So in 1971, we're speaking of more than 50 years ago. So inshallah, we'll go to the cemetery graveyard today. And inshallah, we'll go make dua and so forth. Al-mawta kal-ghariq al-mutaghawwiz. 26, are like a drowning person screaming, shouting for help, remember that. So we make dua for them, we read Quran Sharif for them, we give out charity for them. The greatest dua of Muslim or Muslima is chapter 14, verse 41, رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. Ya Allah, Jalla Allah, forgive me, forgive my beloved parents and the believers the day the reckoning is established. Yesterday we read Asr Salat there, my wife, myself, there in Poa Tambu Airport. Then in Maghrib Salat we read here in PE Airport, and then we came here to West Dean. We read Isha Salat here in a Musalla, and we had a short program there, mashallah. So that is our lineup for today. Allah make easy. Ji Mawla Salim. Yeah, Mawla is still tahajjud time here. He in PE is still tahajjud time. For that time only enter 6:02. Can you believe it? 7:22 is sunrise. So subhanAllah, people in PE, you can still read your tahajjud salat here. Let's fire up Mawla inshaAllah.
Uftisab, is my son-in-law still my mahram even after he divorced my daughter?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Mahram means that you are a person that cannot marry that female for now and the future, eternally, perpetually. So you are married and now your wife passes away. So or you divorce your wife. So you and your mother-in-law, you are still her mahram forever and ever. You, the father-in-law and the daughter-in-law, you are her mahram forever and ever. But if there is some hanky-panky business going on, then obviously you have to exercise caution and precaution. So go open the Quran Sharif, Allah answers both ways. Surah 4, Surah Nisa, verse number 23. وَأُمَّهَاتُ نِسَائِكُمْ. So I'm married, Alhamdulillah, and I have mother-in-law. She passed away in our house there in Lens in 2001. Allah Ta'ala granted Jannatul Firdaus. And we took her for Hajj and everything because I'm a mahram. So that is forever and ever. Similarly, that you, the father-in-law, so Allah Ta'ala says in chapter 24, verse 31, O Aba'ihinna, O Aba'ibu'ulatihinna, that you can expose your beauty, your hair, and all that, remember, in front of your biological father, or your father-in-law, and so forth. We're not saying now you must go there and dress, you know, in a very sexy manner also. We're just showing you what Quran is saying here. And if there is fear or fitna, then remember you can't be alone with him and so forth. But the original masla is your father-in-law is your mahram forever, and your mother-in-law, you the son-in-law, will be her mahram forever.
Kitab, in today's time, are the Christians and Jews known as Ahle Kitab? Can we marry them?
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in chapter 5, Surah Ma'idah, verse number 5, وَطَعَامُ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ حِلُّ لَكُمْ. So that ayat there, Allah speaks about us, the Muslim man, marrying the Kitabiyya. In this day and this age, it is not permissible. Any one of you know Arabic, so you should open the Fatawa Kitab of Sheikh Yusuf Qardawi. I met him there in Makkah, I met him in South Africa. He passed away at the ripe old age of 96. You know, Allah Ta'ala grant him Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. He did a lot of work. It doesn't mean we agree with all his fatwas. But this fatwa, Nikahul Kitabiyya, is a masterpiece fatwa. I have the book. I bought it there at Masjidul Aqsa, the bookshop next to it. Al-Fatawa al-Mu'asara by Fazilatul Sheikh Yusuf al-Qardawi. And go read that book, and that fatwa is the best fatwa I read of Sheikh Yusuf Qardawi. And he said, La Yajuz. In Arabic, and that's in Arabic, in Urdu and English, if you want, in Urdu and English, go and read Ma'ariful Quran of Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi'i Sahib. In my humble view and opinion, he's one of the greatest jurists and scholars, remember, Indo-Pak produced. Hazrat Mawlana Thanvi Nawwarullah Marqadahu, Hakimul Ummat, his demise took place in 1943. When the Khulafa and the students and all of them decided that now who must run the Khanka and so forth and so on in Tanabowan. So remember, they agreed it must be Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib. So we met him, I studied in his madrasa so many times with Allah's help. He passed away on the 10th of Shawwal, 1976, Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib, Nawwar Allah wa Qadahu. Who read the Ma'arif al-Quran, the original in Urdu, the translation in English, both in 8 volumes. And that is chapter 5, surah 5, verse 5, and you will find that is not permissible. I pose to you 2 questions. You get married to a Jutli. You know a Jutli? A Jewess. And she brings that plague of Israel and all that. Will you accept it in your house? You get married to a Christian lady and so forth. She brings the crucifix and the cross and all that in your house. And if they are not really practicing, they bring wine, dine and swine and all that in your house then. And how will they bring your children up? They will make your children into Christian and Jews and so forth. So definitely the fatwa nowadays is not permissible. And Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu in his time already commanded Sahaba Mughira bin Shuba, Huzaifa bin Yaman to divorce their Christian and Jewish wives and so forth. So it's not something we're taking out from our pocket. We should know this dalail and evidence for all.
Please advise, if we perform Jummah in the Haram with Imam, do we read the 4 Sunnah after the first Azan or second Azan?
You know, from time immemorial, one can say, from time of Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu, in time of Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the time of Shaykhin, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, there's 1 Azan only. The Azan that is given before the khutbatain, the 2 khutbahs, the Arabic sermon. Then in time of Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Usman al-Ghani, Aizul Nurain, he saw that people were coming so late and the Islamic empire was expanding at a rapid pace. So then he introduced the first Azan. Like today, the first Azan here in Masjid Humphreys Road will go at 12:30. So most places nowadays in Durban, and that is 12:10, 12:15, and 12:28, Transvaal, Gauteng, and whatever. So remember after 12 normally. So that Azan was introduced by Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu wa'allah. Nobody can say it's bid'ah and innovation. He, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said authentic hadith, open Abu Dawood in the Majah, Musnad Ahmad, various compilations. Alaykum bi sunnati wa sunnatil khulafa'i rashidin al-mahdiyin. You must follow my way and the way of the rightly guided khulafa. So we must remember, now in the past 7-6 years, the Sudais and them, Sudais will cause a lot of harm to this ummah. This is one thing. He will give big khutbah, and then like last week he gave the khutbah. وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. And he will say, hold on firmly to the rope of Allah and don't cause fragmentation. So remember that the Shafi'is and the Malikis and the Hanafis say, to give azad for Jummah and Zuhr and all that before time is not permissible. Only the Hanbalis say it's permissible for Jummah and all that. So before the actual, I'm translating khutbah 25 years now, 24 years Friday khutbah, so we know what we're talking, alhamdulillah. So remember in the past 5, 6, 7 years or so, they started this before the actual time of Jummah, they give the adhan, half an hour before time, in Makkah, Mukarramah, and Madinah Munawwara. And then they say, no, the people will close their shops and go there. But now when was the people read sunnah? So, and all 4 schools got the sunnah, but they say, no, leave the 4 schools, go to Ibn Taymiyyah. And Ibn Taymiyyah said, there's no sunnah, the Qabliyyah, and so forth. So, that is how they go astray, these people, you see. And then you understand, you cause the disunity, and so forth. So, those of you who follow the Hanafi, Shafi, and all that were schools, you want to read your sunnah. So, when the second Azan, like today, it will go our time here, South Africa, 11:27, 12:28. Saudi time, 12:27, 12:28, around there. So that while the Azan is on, you can read your Sunnah, or you read your Sunnah afterwards, after the first Salat and so forth. But that's not the real reason. The real reason is the khiyanat of the Najdi regime, the Wahhabi regime, and led by Sudais. Sudais is a real scholar for dollar, and remember, therefore I don't call him Sheikh also. He's a total sellout, remember that. And he has praised MBS so much that you must remember, you will think it's Waliullah, whilst the Fakka Murtad Harami, remember that MBS Murtad Bin Shaitan.
Kitab, I would like to know, when the husband gives the wife 3 talaq, is it still his responsibility to take care of her for 3 months of the iddah period?
My brother, Allah gave you 3 bullets. Now why you want to go shoot all 3 bullets one time and so forth? So whether you gave 3 talaq one time, couple divorce, or you give it over a period of time, so you, the husband, you are still responsible for her maintenance and the faqah during her iddah period. So if she's a lady getting menses and so forth, so 3 menses, you are responsible. And if she is pregnant, then you are responsible to pay for the expenses, all that, till she gives birth. Almighty Allah has mentioned all this in the Noble Quran, chapter 65, verse number 4. وَأُولَاتُ الْأَحْمَالِ أَجَلُهُنَّ أَيَّدَعَنَ حَمْدَهُمْ. And Salat al-Dakuru is also mentioned. So yes, it's compulsory upon you, brother. And not only that, if you study the Quran, to see the beauty of Islam, when you as a husband, Allah forbid, hamara kaam to jodna hai, na ke todna, we should be saving the home and not breaking the home. But if and when you gave your wife talaq verbally or inviting, and it was the last resort, then Quran says, وَمَتِّئُهُنَّ عَلَى الْمُوسِي قَدَرُهُ عَلَى الْمُقْتِرِ قَدَرُهُ. You must give her mut'ah. Mut'ah means that you should give her some gifts, some presents, all that, to soften the blow and ask her for forgiveness also. Maybe it's your fault, maybe it's her fault, maybe both of you are to blame. So that is what Islam is teaching. So not only the maintenance, besides that you should give some bonus also. Remember that. That is mustahab sunnah. This mut'ah don't refer to Khomeini, la'anatullah alayh. The kafir Shi'as mut'ah, Khomeini writes in his book, Tawdi'ul Masail, which I have, they give it to me. And the Shi'as, remember, and there he writes, you can make mut'ah prostitution for 1 hour. Therefore me, I challenge any Shi'a. If you want to discuss about Shi'ism, first topic we discuss Khomeini. Is he Muslim or not Muslim? And then I tell them, you must bring your daughter, we'll get one customer for you, that he can do his job there. Because that's what the Khomeini wrote. So remember, pakka kafir wa man shakka fi kufri fa huwa kafirun. So people must understand this. Imam Abu Hanifa's last advices to Imam Abu Yusuf, his celebrated student, wasaya Abi Hanifa li Abi Yusuf, our Ustad Mufti Ashikilahi rahimahullah wrote, he said, when it comes to matters of deen, and people are making deliberately, they want to mislead you and so forth, Uzkur fasiqan, you must take their name and shame them and nail them. I gave you the reference and everything. Last question.
Mufti Sahab, can my daughter's stepfather be her witness in nikah?
First of all, let us just analyze the question and clarify the question. People just now go to take the wrong end of the miswak, you know. So you saying your daughter's stepfather, so meaning that you divorced your wife, right? And you are still the biological father. Then your wife, ex-wife you should say, after her iddah she remarried. So now you got a daughter from your marriage. And now that she's getting married. So the stepfather, it means that this new husband now, Zawj-e Thani, so he is a mahram. Once he consummated the marriage, Quran says, chapter number 4, verse number 23, وَرَبَائِبُكُمُ اللَّاتِ فِي عُجُورِكُم مِّن نِسَائِكُمُ اللَّاتِ دَخَلْتُمْ بِهِنْ. So once the second husband married your ex-wife and she has a daughter from you, so now what will happen? That she is getting married and he wants to be the witness, so it's fine. He is a mahram. You don't have to be a mahram to be a witness also. So remember, but if he's a mahram, is all the better. And he can't marry his stepdaughter, and there's no parda between her and her stepfather. So it is permissible. So my advice to you, you should tell your daughter, that you will be the wali, and you will give permission, and he can be the person who will be the witness. And you don't have to be there in the nikah. Maybe she don't want you to be there. Oh, you know, people have politics, but you should give consent, because Nabi alayhi salam's authentic hadith in Tirmidhi, Abu Dawood, Ibn Majah, Muslim Ahmad, various compilations, La nikaha illa bi waliyin. So your brother who divorced your wife, right, your ex-wife now, so give blessings and permission to your daughter to get married. Whether you want to be there or not today in the nikah ceremony, that's your business. And then he can be the witness, and you have another male witness. Then everything is fine. Don't forget to send your nikah announcement, inshallah. And that will be there between 10 and 10:30. I will be, inshallah, going down to the Masjid Abu Bakr. And that's where Hafiz Salim and them are, mashallah. And after Fajr, we'll have a program, inshallah, there. And then our Jummah will be today there in the Humphreys Road Masjid. And then tonight after Maghrib, inshallah, inshallah, Aziz, will be there in Uttanake, where Maulana Nadeem Khan, one of our students, one of our graduates, mashallah, doing sterling work there. So between Maghrib, Isha, the program will be in Uttanake. And that is which Masjid? Masjid Ibadur Rahman. Barakallahu fiqh, jazakallahu khairan. Ye namaz is 20 past 6, mashallah, Fajr. Ameen. Barakallahu, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.